Here's a very quick tip from one of my presentations that I made at Super Week, Super Week 2014, last week in Hungary. It's such a simple one that I think it's worth sharing, because I think it probably might apply to an awful lot of sites. It was during my presentation on error reporting, and I was talking about what the most common checkout error was on some of the sites I work on where we have detailed error tracking. And I was sharing with people this, which is that the most common error actually was one relating to the email address already being used, already being stored on the system. So what we're talking about there is people coming through to the site and either doing a guest checkout and trying to use an email address which has already got an account associated with it, or trying to create a new account using an address that has already been registered with the system. And the point I was making, I was showing the detailed numbers on this and the exit rates from the site and how many orders were being lost. I think it's such a generalized point that I'm sharing it because I suspect it would apply to many sites, even if you don't have that level of error tracking. So what we're talking about there is probably people who may well have been driven to the site from an email. The fact that we're talking about emails email addresses suggests to me that they're almost certainly on your email list. They're sent through to the site. They don't know that they've already had an account, because for most of people, each individual website is not the centre of the universe to them, although it is to us, the people who run the sites. So they've forgotten that they've got an account there. And since they're coming from emails, it seems to me it's quite a simple thing to do it in the language of the emails, to drop hints, if you like, that somebody's already got an account, or more to the point, if you think about it, turn it into a major point in the promotion that shopping is going to be really quick and easy this time because you already have an account set up. Just log in using the email address we've sent this email to and you're good to go. So, very simple point. If you don't have error tracking set up on your checkout, that's really great. Go and have a look at this number. I think you might be surprised. If you don't, it's one of those things that I think is almost—it's so simple to fix, at least but incorporating it into emails, that I can't see any reason not to do it. So it's one of those just do it type tips. Thanks.